Hello, I'm Dana Brundage, editor of SearchEnterpriseDesktop.com, and welcome to this podcast on frequently asked questions on virtual desktop infrastructure technology. I'm joined today by Brian Posey. Brian has received the Microsoft's Most Valuable Professional Award 5 times. He has also served as CIO for a nationwide chain of hospital and healthcare facilities and was once a network admin for Fort Knox. Brian, welcome, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Dana.
Brian, let's get right to the questions. Tell me, what is this technology we call virtual desktop infrastructure?
Well, virtual desktop infrastructure, or VDI as it's come to be known, is basically just a technique for hosting virtual workstation images. It's really similar to a terminal service environment. In fact, it depends on thin client technology, just like a terminal service environment does. What the big difference, though, is that a terminal service environment uses one single server operating system, and multiple users log onto that operating system, and each establishes their own individual sessions. With VDI, what you've got instead is a server that is actually hosting multiple virtual desktop operating systems.
What is the perceived benefit of this technology?
Well, reduced hardware costs, for one. Because it is a thin client technology, you don't have to have cutting-edge PC hardware, which means that the computers that users are using to connect to it can be used for a lot longer than they could if you're upgrading operating systems every couple of years and that sort of thing. You've also got the benefit of centralized operating system management. You can deploy it a lot faster than you could a physical operating system. And there are lower support costs because you don't have users tinkering around with their operating systems, which tends to cause a lot of the problems that companies experience. There are also going to be fewer application compatibility problems than there are in a traditional thin client environment. The Windows terminal services are designed so that you've got one server operating system supporting a bunch of different users. And because of that, each application that's running on there is servicing multiple users at the same time. And a lot of applications just aren't designed to be used simultaneously by multiple users. With VDI, each user has their own virtual desktop session, so you just don't run into those types of compatibility issues.
So at this time, in your opinion, it looks like this technology would save an enterprise money.
Yeah, I definitely think so. Definitely in the terms of lower support costs, because of the centralized management and because it's more resistant to end-user tampering, and also because thin client environments typically have longer lifespans for the hardware.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today, Brian, and thanks to our listeners for joining us, and we will see you next time.